Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Listener, do you want more Obscura? If you do, check out Obscura Black Label. You get tons of bonus content, and the darkest episodes are saved for Patreon. If you're interested, head to patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast. That's patreon.com/obscurecrimepodcast. As mentioned in previous episodes, Obscura strives for objective reporting of criminal cases. Because of this, you can expect research done through police reports, court documents, and news journalism from the time of the crime, with reports from the official police report and court documents read verbatim. Listener, the following episode contains graphic, real-world audio. Discretion is advised. With that said, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
On the morning of February 18, 2023, just before 8 a.m., Officer Miles Bennett was dispatched to a disturbance at a residence on the 500 block of Jefferson Street in the city of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The call was originally dispatched as, quote, "Sister freaked out and boyfriend is bleeding, possibly stabbed in arms."
Where is the other person?
She's up there.
Okay.
Right, is it just the three of you?
No.
Okay.
Help me, please. Please help me.
Yep, ambulance is downstairs. 403, or if you can come up.
Copy.
Everything's calm.
Oh.
Where are you hurt?
Officer Bennett enters the home as a young male exits and directs the officer upstairs. The house is messy, but messy in the way that you can expect when you have young parents and a small child. When Officer Bennett reached the top of the stairs, he saw a young blonde female who appeared to be wearing an oversized blue UCLA sweatshirt and had an appearance of blood coating both of her legs, her feet, both forearms, and the back and front of her hands. She was leaning over the back of a black sectional couch in a living room, applying pressure to a shirtless male's upper chest, or right shoulder area. The male will be identified as victim. Victim said to female, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Why in my sleep, bro?" She responded, "I thought I saw something." And the male said, "No." The female was crying. The male reported that he was injured all over, on my back and on my chest, everywhere. And the female, who was still standing above him, indicated a spot on his head, and she told Officer Bennett he was cut on the scalp as well.
I'm getting lightheaded, bro. I need help.
Will you come?
Where's my brother?
He's downstairs.
Can you help me? Call my dad, please.
Have you got shoes or something you can...
Oh, they're downstairs.
Okay.
Oh, please.
They're coming.
Can we go? We gotta go. I can't see.
Yep, medics are coming upstairs. Is this your stuff?
Yeah.
Do you have an ID in here?
No, it's in the car.
Morgan, please help me.
Ethan, no, come on.
Please help me. Please help me. Please.
Oh,
God. Get out of the way. Oh my God.
Okay, what is your name?
Morgan Lund. Oh, you and me.
The female is identified verbally as Morgan Taylor Lund. Date of birth, 6-9-2001, who resides at the Jefferson Street location with the victim, who is the father of her child. In the center of the room is a large playpen filled with small toys, a toddler's paradise. The victim continues to call out in pain and confusion. Morgan is beside herself, crying and scared, clutching a vape. She sits on an island in front of a small kitchen area. The counters and island are faux granite. The surface is filled with Taco Bell large plastic cups containing Baja Blast and other various sodas. Both the island and kitchen counter are full of these cups. The diet of 21-year-olds. Most of us have been there. A muted television plays cartoons in ironic juxtaposition to the pooling blood in front of it. Back to Morgan. Things continue to get strange. Then Officer Bennett will walk to the male who greeted him at the start of the video, sat in a room. Morgan's brother, who now holds the baby. "I'm going to be leaving you with the brother for a stretch, as he provides so much information during his interview. I don't want to interject." Following the interview, we'll recap. But remember, we start back with Morgan.
Stop, no.
Who are you saying stop to? That should be Ethan. This gentleman holding the baby? Talk to him. Correct. Okay.
What's going on, man?
I'm freaking out.
Okay, is that your sister?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened?
I'm just sleeping.
You were sleeping, okay.
I just hear screaming. I thought they were just fighting like normal. And it starts getting loud. What the hell?
Was he screaming back at her?
It was kind of like a... Help!
And that was him saying that?
I don't even remember.
Okay.
And open the door. They're on top of each other.
What do you mean on? So they both were on top of each other?
He was like on top of her, trying to take the knife out of her hand or something. I don't know.
Okay. So, how was she positioned? Like when you say when he was on top of her, was he like straddling her?
Yeah, he like had her wrist down.
And then holding her wrist, like straddling her, like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Was he beating Ari at that time?
Yeah.
Where was he? Where'd you see?
His arm and stuff, and then I'd seen the couch. No. Go over there. I don't even know. That was like when it was ending.
Okay. Was she saying anything at this time?
She's just freaking out. I don't know. She say she doesn't know what happened. She was seeing stuff in a dream or something, and then realized it was real.
Okay. Does she suffer from mental health?
I think since she's had a kid, because
it's their kid.
Yeah, and then I just went out there, ran out, called the cops.
Okay, so you think since she had a kid?
Yeah. I mean,
okay. Does she do any drugs?
No.
Does she drink? Okay.
She goes out with her friends.
Okay, but no illegal drug use that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. And yours? And that's niece?
Yep.
Okay. And you live here with those two?
No. Well, I stay here. And at my dad's.
Okay, so where do you get mail at?
My dad's.
Okay. What's your first name?
Ethan.
E-T-H-A-N?
Yep.
Middle initial?
Cole.
Is it? Hi.
I'm trying to say hi, huh?
And what's your last name?
Lund.
L-U-N-D?
Yep.
This year, okay.
Yep.
So you were in here, you woke up to screaming. Okay, were they both screaming?
Yeah, both, yeah.
Okay, and it was coming from the living room area.
Yeah, right on the couch.
Right on the couch. It came from that area. You walked out, where did you stand then?
Behind that,
Island?
Island.
Okay, and
yeah,
he was on top of her trying to take a knife or sharp object out of her hand.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was in her hand still or not.
Okay, but he was bleeding already.
Yeah, he was bleeding.
All over. Okay.
So I freaked out.
Okay, and what did you, you didn't hear your sister saying anything?
I mean, just kind of what she's doing right now.
Okay.
As soon as he kind of got control or something.
Okay.
And then I didn't know exactly at first what was going on, so I'm like,
okay,
I need to call the cops. What needs to
And go. Then afterwards, she told you she doesn't know what happened or doesn't remember anything?
Well, not that she doesn't remember, but it's like she's saying, like, she basically didn't have control what she was doing or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I didn't really because I was calling you guys.
Did she say it might have been a dream? Or did, go back into that.
Yeah. She's kind of saying, like, so like, as I'm calling you guys, that she's like, dreaming or something, and then, like, seeing something in her head. I don't really know.
And you...
Aaron, is this his bedroom?
That's where he stays. He doesn't live here, but he stays here. Yes. And you said that... She might have some mental health issues since she's had a kid. To explain to that. Have you seen a change in behavior?
I think just a bit of maybe postpartum depression, maybe, or just
but you've seen a change in change in personality?
Maybe not a change in personality, but
The room in which Morgan's brother Ethan sits is empty. Except for a twin mattress that has a cheap sheet and small pillow. From the appearance of the room in the interview, it's clear that he uses the room to crash when he visits, something he does frequently. It's here when we first hear of Morgan's dark dreams, her postpartum, and the visions that she sees. This next chunk of audio is as important as it gets. We're going to hear Morgan's side of the story, as strange as it is. It can be tough at times to make out exactly what she's saying because of the crying. But don't worry, I won't leave you hanging. Afterwards, I'll recap for you. I'm also going to cut out long gaps of silence. You don't need to hear that. So, if you hear abrupt cuts, that's why.
And then you went back to bed, is that right?
Yeah, I went back to bed. I didn't get much sleep last night, I don't know why.
Okay.
And then I felt any late bells.
And you what?
I finally fell asleep and I was seeing all these weird things. I don't know. There's blood all over me.
But you don't remember coming back out, but you do remember seeing something.
Yeah, it was like in my head though. It wasn't real. And that's when I was like, what is going on? I didn't know what was happening.
Okay.
Can you describe for me what you saw? Did you get the scissors away?
No, it's still there. Okay.
And then he was I felt like he, but it was like, then I was like, is he attacking the thing that I saw? I don't know, I was all confused. Like I thought I saw something that wasn't happening.
Right.
Hey, can you pull up in the other end? You're not cut anywhere?
No, I was trying to stop him from bleeding.
Can you just turn around and take a picture of the back of your legs? Make sure you're not cut there. Thank you.
Thank you.
You might never see it again. I don't know what to do. Don't let him.
How long have you had those
like
experiences?
Like a year, or like a half of a year, I don't know.
Half of a year?
Like this past year started happening, I don't know.
You're 21?
Yeah. So 2022, I started happening.
Whenever you see things like
that. I need my dad to come.
Okay. We'll try to get.
Right up.
Not just yet.
Oh my god.
So whenever you see these things, how do you feel?
I just felt like my heart was beating really fast. I was really scared.
Okay.
And I feel like completely somebody else.
You feel like somebody else?
Like it's not even me. I wouldn't do that. I don't want to hurt anybody. Oh my god.
Do you usually see the same thing?
Yes, and I feel like somebody else. I feel like it's not even me.
If you had to physically describe what you were seeing, like big or small, black or white, gray, blue, whatever.
Like a blob.
Like a blob.
Like a black blob. Like a blob, but like a finger.
Okay.
I have something.
So you see a dark figure, but it doesn't look like a person. Am I understanding that right? It's just sort of the shape.
And I could hear him. Yeah. And then I came out and I saw something like over him. So I don't know what was like real and what's not real. I don't know if I was dreaming.
But the other experiences that you've had have been when you were awake?
Yeah, we're like half awake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right before you went to bed or right after you woke up?
Both. No,
but it's usually... But it's usually that same sort of dark figure that you see?
Yeah, but it's like... It's like, it's something in my head. It's not like, I don't know how to explain it.
But when you see it, your heart beats really fast and you feel afraid.
Okay. And I just feel like something's taking over me. Like, I don't know, and now it's like, everything's normal.
And that happens every time.
What is going on?
Where did you get the scissors from? Do you remember?
It was right next to him
on the sofa?
Yeah. I didn't like go looking and they're like, it was so right there.
When I came in, he was sitting over here. Is that where he was sitting when you came
out?
Okay.
Yes. Ethan, she's hungry. She needs a bottle, Ethan.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Where are the bottles?
Where are the Mental Health Institute. And I feel like ever since I started working there, like, because I talk to the patients a lot, and I feel like it's just, like getting in my head. And I've talked to people at work about it without, like, saying anything. Like, I've been, like, do people ever get affected by this? And, like, have you ever seen anybody that works here be affected by it? And they, like, all of them have said that, yeah, like, they've seen people be affected by it, or, like, I don't know, and I just feel like something just changed in me since then.
But they do
have... I just want it to be normal again, like,
yeah.
They can give me, like, medication.
And they make medication specifically for if you are seeing things that you know aren't there. They can give you stuff that helps address that specifically. Have you had other things that you don't think are there, like where you're hearing voices, or?
Not really hearing voices.
No. And does the figure ever speak?
It's like makes noises, like dark noises, deep voice, but not like saying anything.
Okay.
Morgan spends much of her interview shaking, crying, and hitting her vape. The entire scene is chaotic. I know it's tough to hear her through the crying. So, we're going to recap directly from Officer Bennett's police report, as well as my eyes. Morgan told Officer Bennett that she thought she saw something, and also that she was afraid there was, quote, something wrong with my head. She stated that for roughly 6 months to a year, she had been seeing a figure that was dark in color and clearly not a person. This morning, she said that she remembers waking up at approximately 6:30 a.m. with the baby in the room because she was having trouble sleeping. She took the baby out to a large playpen in the living room, where the victim was laying on the couch. She returned to bed to fall back asleep. She told Officer Bennett that she had no memory of waking up a second time that morning. She had a muddled memory of something that might have been a dream or her imagination, but she thought the victim was yelling at their daughter. She remembers then being in the living room area and seeing a dark figure on top of the victim, attacking him. She went over to the couch area and picked up a pair of scissors laying there and began, quote, trying to kill the dark figure attacking the victim. It was not until the victim was screaming at her and fighting back that she realized the figure was not there and she was, in fact, injuring the victim. She says that as soon as she realized what was happening, she put down the scissors, tried to render first aid to the victim. Morgan states that working at a mental health facility has only made her dreams and visions worse, and that things were exacerbated by her postpartum. Morgan goes on to state that it felt like the symptoms of the patients were somehow getting into her head, that she even told coworkers about it, but it was like no one cared. In the next audio, we cut to the arrest of Morgan, her handcuffing, and being brought to the vehicle, followed by the weight of the situation dawning on the scared 21-year-old. Before cutting to the next audio, it's worth noting Officer Bennett's demeanor. He carries himself well in this situation, talking calmly and gently to someone clearly in shock. At one point, Bennett runs into the parents, but diffuses the situation by quickly moving Morgan to the vehicle.
Morgan, the other officer's going to grab your things. We'll put your shoes on downstairs. I don't want you to misunderstand it. I don't want you to be scared. I am going to put handcuffs on you before we get in the car because of the policies we have for transporting people who aren't free to leave. But I will take them off when we get to the police department. So you're going to have them on for maybe 10 minutes tops. What do you need to put on for flip-flops or shoes?
So after the 2 days?
We'll work through it.
So you guys, you know what's going to happen.
We don't actually.
Genuinely
like,
not.
What's most likely in this?
We don't ever know.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Like, we've been lying to you. Before, honestly, my dad worked for a prison for so long, and I worked at the mental health institute. I've seen like things like this, and I just want to know like what's most likely going to happen to me.
I've been doing this for 12 years, and I've never been in this situation before.
Yeah.
So this exact situation, and I mean, each one is a little bit different, so but this exact situation...
What I will ask, not to intervene, is your mom and dad are outside, they're going to take is it possible, Miles, to cuff her at the vehicle?
Sure, where is it?
They're outside. I'm not going to do anything.
Okay. I just don't want them to see her being cuffed. Are you okay?
Yeah, I don't want them to
see her. Okay. We'll just walk with you, and then go from there. I would just ask, just don't really talk or anything to them at this point. We'll allow that later, okay?
They can come in and...
Yeah, we'll work with you.
Okay.
I'll just go back to
you.
So, you're
looking at me.
I can talk to them quick.
Okay. We gotta go this way, all right?
Okay.
Hang on. Not right now. Not right now. Sorry, sir.
Okay.
I don't think that you're a bad person.
I know what you have to say that.
I don't have to say that. I recognize that you're in a really bad position. Here, let's go this way so we don't have to go through the snow.
I won't be able to work where I work.
Well, we have no idea what's going to happen yet. And sometimes it's a much smaller issue than what we expect it to be.
So you went in front of me?
We're not allowed to do that. I have to go behind you. I'm sorry. But like I said, as soon as we get to the police department,
what?
Go ahead and hold your hands behind you. Perfect. Can I have your other hand?
Don't do it too tight. Can I get claustrophobic?
Okay. Okay. Are you all right?
Right now?
Okay.
Can I get in?
They'll close down more if I don't lock them. There we go. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No!
You hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just try to keep breathing normally. Take deep breaths. 4-3. I've got Morgan on board, and we will be en route to 420. My beginning mileage will be 1.9.
The victim stated that throughout their relationship, Morgan was very abusive, hitting him on several occasions. He reported that they constantly fought and argued. The victim did not know what triggered this event. He stated that he does not know why Morgan would do this to him, especially in front of his daughter. He stated that they argue on a daily basis, but the victim shuts the arguments down because he does not want to be involved with her any longer. She has threatened him in the past, but never threatened to kill him as far as he is aware. We're going to cut to an interrogation room. And the room is about what you'd imagine, listener. Beige walls and cheap graphite office table, surrounded by those little desk chairs we see in so many interrogations. Morgan is still in her blue hoodie. Her interrogator is a tall, bald man, his white skin flushed red. Morgan is handed a phone with her dad's number already ringing.
So this is your dad's number?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dad.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. You're on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to, like, get a lawyer, do you think, before talking, or?
Yeah.
I was told I was allowed to ask you.
Anytime I would say yes, but I feel like, I don't mean to say this mean, but you've been having, like, postpartum stuff.
I know.
It seems like you're not yourself, but I don't know what even happened over there, so I think you probably need a public defender is it something they can get you right away? Because you want to resolve this. If you need to go to a mental hospital or like get evaluated, you need to get that today. So is it something they would be able to get you today?
Sir, this is Detective Artis. That is, especially if it's a public defender, it's almost impossible to do so. If you have a private attorney, that's not impossible, but very difficult being a Saturday.
Right.
But I would say it's almost impossible to get one here for her, like right now or today.
I understand that. I hate this because I know that she's having mental health issues, so I feel I'm obviously worried that when police arrive, they're looking at criminal right away when I know she's been having problems. So if I knew. I don't. Morgan, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel okay to talk to them about an attorney? Or would you want to wait to have an attorney?
No, I feel okay. I just wanted to see what you thought was
that. Morgan, you're not yourself. You're not yourself. You didn't do this on purpose.
I did it on purpose.
Was he sleeping?
I don't know. I was like half asleep.
I know. Were you having a dream?
Yeah, I was like I was having a dream and then I was like half awake out to the living room.
Yeah.
And then I woke up again and I was like half asleep. And I was like seeing things, but I was like, I don't know, there's like something in my head that like makes me not who I am.
Did your doctor give you any medicine?
No.
No. Can I come there as her? Like, she has a representative with her. Can I come there with her?
Sure, if you want.
Okay, I'll do that. I need to go home quick and then come back. Where is it at?
420 Jackson Street. Do you know where that is? You know where the courthouse is?
Yes.
We're right across the street.
So in the police station?
Yep, in the police station.
Just go to the front desk, or?
Yeah. How long do you think? Where are you? Where's home?
What? 20 minutes, I can be here.
Okay.
Morgan Lund ultimately pleaded no contest for the crime of stabbing her ex-boyfriend 19 times. This after she initially initiated an insanity defense. If you're not aware, in the United States, the insanity defense is used in less than 1% of criminal cases. And only about 26% of those cases are successful. Morgan Lund only had a public defender, and it likely became clear that the insanity defense would have only made her case worse. She faced up to 30 years after all. Lund was sentenced to 7 years and 6 months in prison. I imagine with good behavior, she'll see parole. Whenever she is released, I'd like to interview her, if possible. This case has sparked discussion online about the effects of postpartum and the lack of mental health awareness in the U.S. And listener, I have to ask you, where do you stand on this issue? I tried to cover everything objectively. Checking on Morgan Lund's Facebook page, it doesn't exactly paint the image of a monster, though looks can be deceiving. During this episode, in her voice, did you hear regret? Or do you believe these were simply crocodile tears of someone afraid to face the music, afraid to do the time? I'd love to know your thoughts. But I think that wraps things up. I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.